that basically it's an event called Souls. It was quite interesting going through kind of passport control and stuff, and they were like, what are you going to Holland for? It's like, well, visiting friends, church conference. But actually, yeah, so Souls started quite a few years ago, initially in Germany, and it was put together by all the people, all the churches that were connecting with Beth. And that's really where it first started. And because of COVID, obviously it's been really difficult to meet over the last few years, but one of the couples really felt it was good for us to start and get back together again. So an invite went out, and this is basically the majority of the people that kind of said, yeah, we'd still like to connect and we'd still like to catch up. So there was representatives from obviously us in the UK, not GB anymore for your sticker on the car, so that was the first for us. Yeah, Holland and Germany and Belgium. So that was the majority. So several churches from across Europe. And yeah, and so there was eating, so we had a great team that were catering for us. So this was an opportunity. This was the first night when we were first kind of meeting up. And then it was great that Beth, so some of you hopefully will sort of recognise her. Beth used to come across a lot and gave us our teaching. So the pure love and the path of freedom was stuff that came from Beth. And it was great. She now lives in Florida, so doesn't travel as much as she used to. So it was really great to connect with her on Zoom for the first night to kind of set the scene. And just she was really excited to see us all together again. She loves getting people together. So that was really the kind of first night, having a meal and just kind of connecting with each other. And then basically kind of moving on from there, the kind of main format really was each church individually kind of just went up to the front and just individually shared about what's been going on over the last 3 or 4 years. Very kind of open as to what people wanted to talk about. So, but it was a great opportunity for us to explain some of the changes that are going on here. So Daniel and Tanya went up first on our behalf and explained where they were at. And it was really good to kind of like hearing their words, the kind of journey that they're on. And then, as Daniel nicknamed us for the time, the Super Six. Oh, sorry, wrong order. Is there another one? Sorry, they were tiny thumbnails. I thought I'd got them all in order. But yeah, then he called us up to, again, similarly kind of explain our story. And it was a really great opportunity for, amongst friends really, to kind of explain where we're at and some of the changes that are going on here as a church. And then if I have got the slide in the next one, if Kate can see the tiny little thumbnails, then this was a really powerful moment because really quite spontaneously they agreed to, well, they just decided to come up and pray for us for where we're at. And that was really lovely to kind of have, yeah, the spaces there for Germany and, Belgium, Holland, all around us kind of just praying for us. And it was a really special time, actually. And we really, really appreciated that. I say, bit by bit, all the other churches shared as well. I think the next picture actually is the... Kate. Yeah. And then Ella was with us as well. Wanted to make sure she was represented in the photographs as well. She was able to go up and share. And Rose is stood next to her, whose dad Rick had been leading the church over in Holland. And they've kind of transitioned their team as well. But it was really good. They really shared their kind of... the young people's perspective of how they're kind of connecting with church now in a different way. And they shared some really interesting stories, which was really great. And then we were able to pray for them as well. So, actually one of the really moving points is there's a couple there. I'll just go back on. Okay. She's lost it now. Who really shared, actually kind of like pre-COVID, their marriage was really in trouble and they were really, really struggling. And they just really shared a really powerful story of the church getting around for them, being with them, praying with them, and they actually renewed their wedding vows last year, and they've really kind of reconnected. And it was such a powerful moment to speak publicly in front, and it was really quite cute because the main guy doesn't speak great English, but really wanted to put it across in English. We were very grateful for everyone that the conference was generally in English because we just had no chance any other way. So that's kind of like, and then I think we just got one fun picture, or a couple of fun pictures towards the end. Yeah, these were the kind of like people who have been in leadership, that was just showing the development of kind of how Souls had grown as an organisation, or as a gathering. And again, it's sort of, yeah, several of them, most of those had kind of led church in some point in their lives. So, but yeah, the last couple of pictures. So this was just a fun one to throw in at the end. So what you have to kind of go through on these events. We stayed with a wonderful Dutch lady called Joke, who offered up her house and said she had bedrooms for us. And so we went up the incredibly steep stairs on the first night, and she said to, which is the older couple? That was Claire and I. So that we had the proper bed, our mattress and a frame. So we were shown through one door, and then Chris and Claire were shown through another door. And then we realised that the only thing dividing it was basically a fabric curtain. So that's basically, you could just about see Chris's back in his side of the bedroom. So yeah, so it's quite an intimate time together for the four of us. Slightly unexpected, but it was very kind of her to open up her house. But we also had, it was only quite a tiny house actually, so she slept in a really tiny little cupboard room, and there was another German girl staying with us who slept in the dining room. So, yeah, it was completely bonkers, but a lot of fun. And then just the last picture is just to kind of show, we did have some fun time as well, Peter, that was really with you in mind and stuff, so, but, you know, but I managed to get the nearest I could to Foster's. Even in a country that really recognised their really good beers and stuff like that. That was my limit. Chris, I tried some very, very dark. I had one the first night. It literally wiped me out. Strongest beer I've ever had. But yeah, Chris can tell you the story about that one. So, but thank you for praying for us last week. It was a really good time to get away, particularly with everything that's going on at the moment. It just felt a really significant moment of you know, being prayed for and sharing it. With what is basically our European friends who just share a very similar DNA to what where we are here, and it was a real blessing, a really good time to be together and yeah, be prayed for and just hear lots of great stories from across Europe. So right, so I will now hand you over to the wonderful Chris.
Thank you. Great. I'm here again. This... Oh. Thanks. I'm here again because I'm on a journey. I'm on a journey following where God is taking me, and that is unlocking things, and I am moving into who I can feel tangibly that it is more of me that that God is unlocking. And so it's probably going to be a bit clunky again. I keep putting myself forward because I'm aware this is something that God is stirring in me to be able to come and share what's going on, you know, from Him and being here with you. But we won't get to the good bit until we've gone through the training and the development. And I feel like that's where we are. I am now. So I'm here doing this again. And I've a few things to say. And what I was thinking I was going to share, I've been on a bit of a journey this week with this message or what I feel like God's been saying to me with about, and I thought I was going to come and talk to you about being the phrase that was in my head was being a Christ carrier. People that bring the fullness of God into situations and live with that. And I said this to Claire, and she's like, you know, it's Palm Sunday, so, you know, carrying Christ, that's kind of relevant. I was like, oh, I hadn't planned on making this talk about animals, but we could try and identify as donkeys, if we like, because we were carrying Christ in, but I think there might be more to it than that. That wasn't really the angle I was going from, and I haven't got a donkey outside, although I was in my vegetable garden, and our next-door neighbours are two miniature donkeys, and I thought, do you want to come to church tomorrow? But alas, they are not here, sorry. And I don't even have pictures, but everyone knows what a donkey looks like. one of the things that was sort of coming up from within me really was how great it is, what an honour it is, and how I think it's easy to overlook how we can bring the fullness of God into different situations. And that's quite similar to what I spoke about last time with God being all of lion and lamb, everything in between. And if we are struggling, He is strength. And if we need tenderness, he is kind. And we can absolutely take that to other people. And that's a real privilege. And I've got some stories that we could share, but I'm probably not going to because I think we're going to run out of time. But the So as I was going through that and thinking about all the things that we could do with the power of Christ in us, and we can be these things and we can do these great things, what I was reminded of a song that I used to listen to when I was a teenager. It was sung by Fatfish, and the line goes, "I have loved the gifts more than the giver." And I thought, But I thought I was going to go and share about how great it is to take God into places and do stuff. And it just kept coming. It kept coming. And I thought, this is like a pivot moment and perspective of what it is to have God inside us. And where is our focus in that, and in that role, and in that relationship, and in that journey? And then I got thinking about that relationship with God, and then God really started honing in as that actually is what he wanted me to share, really, is that yes, we have all these things, but this is the outworking. And there is a beautiful tenderness and intimacy within our personal relationships with God. And one of the things that in our family, I've been quite conscious of over the last few weeks. I was listening to a video from, and somebody was, who, you know, had a few interesting things to say, was talking about being present in your relationships, being deliberate, being conscious, being present, and particularly with your children. And he was saying that your children start off life wanting a very deep relationship with you, and that can get quite easily watered down by life and not being present with them. So I've been conscious of that and deliberately trying to engage in a more meaningful way, because, you know, they're only children for a brief period of time, and they get bigger quicker, and you see, look, pictures, and you're like, oh my goodness, they used to be that small, now look at them, and stuff like that. So there's an element of not wanting to miss what's right in front of us that is also involved in that. But being deliberate about, you know, putting your phone down and engaging, making eye contact, and that is kind of true with all of our relationships with each other, is to be present, be conscious, be there for each other, just really engage in a sort of meaningful way. And God was talking to me about that, about our relationship with him, that it is a very easy, I think, just to go through the motions or to seek outworkings, and God was talking to me about how actually that internal voice that and that personal connection is the most important thing that we so easily overlook. And being mindful of that makes a difference. And I think I've been quite aware of some of that recently as I've been trying to step forward, that sort of internal nudge that you follow, that, you know, there's quite a lot in the Bible where it talks about following your guts and your instinct, and there's lots of ways to sort of talk about the feeling of having God inside us, I think, and that empowering of the Holy Spirit. And God was really showing me that we have that connection, we have that ability to feel God inside us and to walk with that. And the presence of just internally connecting with that is so critical. And so recognizing what that is and finding that inside ourselves. And I think I've certainly been through periods of time where I've definitely not been engaging with that internal relationship with God. And one of the things that's amazed me is it doesn't really matter how far away I feel and how long ago I feel like I really engaged with that internal voice. You can feel like you've come all the way over here and left miles away everything. But actually, when you take that conscious decision to look for it, he's literally right there and he's ready. And that has been quite the journey that I've been on probably in the last 6 months, of finding that space. So I've been trying to be very conscious of that internal dialogue with God and that reaching up. And one of the things that the pictures that God showed me is actually that is more important than what we do for each other, because we are instructed to love God, love each other. So once we've got that sort of internal dialogue right, that connection flows into the other things. So I had saw this picture while I was praying recently of us as a church just sort of taking each other and giving each other's hands up to God, is because we cannot fix each other, but once we've got that internal dance going and we can hear and we can follow him as his heart beats, we move with it, and we are then able to take people to the way that they can actually get healed, both each other and people on the outside. So I think one of the things I would like to encourage you is to find that inner voice and really cherish it and hold it and listen to it and find it. And for me, when I close my eyes, there's a place I go where I can quiet my thoughts and I can just feel. That's where I go in my mind's eye when I want to wait for a picture from the Lord. And I know he's going to come, because exactly as Peter says, what he says he will do, he will do. And yeah, he is all things in all places, and we can deliver that, but we can only deliver that and be that real Christ carrier when we have that internal connection and peace really firing and burning. And one of the other things that was coming to my mind regularly was this little light of mine. And I'm not going to sing it, but we all know the song. And recently, while I've been praying, I've felt that there is... God wants to bring fire back to earth. He wants to bring revival. He wants to bring a real powerful movement. And this little light of mine just has the ability to burn. And for that Holy Spirit power just to be oil on the fire, my little light is going to burn. And it's as we cherish our little lights that we are able to have that ready for the oil to be poured on. And then, so yeah, that has been a prayer of mine. And I was in the kitchen yesterday, and I think God gave me a revelation, which I think is probably the most significant revelation that he has ever given me. Where I started was growing into me being me. One of the places where I think I noticed myself feeling as free and as most innocently me as I can ever be is when I do kitchen dancing. I assume that people generally know what I mean by that. At the moment, my song is Michael Jackson, Smooth Criminal, and I will be turning it up and smashing the dance floor in the kitchen. You're not going to see those moves, but and I was doing that with Jesse. No, we're not doing it. I was doing that with Jesse yesterday, and he just came and joined me while I was having a great time on my own. And I was like, yeah, I'm definitely going to engage in this and be present. And we were, you know, looking at each other and like doing all kind of silly things. I'm starting to wiggle now. That's what normally happens. But I was really in that space with him. And then God just went. I was like, hang on. So my little book was on the side in the kitchen, and I came and I scribbled it down. And Jesse's like, what are you doing? I was like, God just told me something, and it feels really important, and I really need to write it down so that we don't forget it. That morning I've been thinking about powerful Holy Spirit movements, and I was listening in Acts, and listening, because I do the Bible listening. And we're going through Acts 5 when, what's his name? Ananias drops dead. And then so does his wife, because he lies to God basically. He says, yes, this is my field, this is all the money. And then he drops dead because he wasn't telling the truth. And then it says fear gripped everyone. And then, and I kind of think, that would be flipping scary if you'd heard this weren't to be good news. And then people were dropping dead. And then it said that Peter and John stayed there for a long time and did many signs and wonders. And I was thinking, yeah, that's really speaking into that heart. That's an amazing movement that God's just addressing something and he's doing something. And it's like, Lord, we want to see. We want to see that. And what he said to me was, for new wave of the Holy Spirit, the momentum and the revival and fire that we're waiting for. We have to align with his revelation. So I told you my writing was bad. I don't want to read it wrong. So, it says we can't do what we used to and expect the same results. And we won't see the fire movement of God, and we won't see monumental, you know, earth-changing movement until we have learned to cherish that internal little light of mine. Until we've really recognised and got the grip that that relationship between God and us inside is the number one priority for us to get right, we're not going to see fire from heaven, we're not going to see mass revival until we have done that. But once we've got that, and we are a group of people with burning lights, I really, really believe that God is going to bring the fire, and he's going to bring it through us, and we will be world changers. We really will. But as that hit me yesterday, and it also came with a picture of like a spirit, the heavenly realm was like a sea, and there was little flashes sticking up and individual bits of Holy Spirit movement, and we have the ability to bring things forward. We can connect with the Spirit, and we can bring things into action. We can claim it, we can do it, and that happens. And there's flashes of that happening. But as we united with our burning lights and pressed into that, I saw not just a flick, but a floodgate opening. And that's what's there. That's what God wants to do with us. We need to take that, we need to find that inner voice and cherish it and love it. And it took me a long time to work out really what loving God meant, I have to say. I was brought up in the church. I would say I was late teens before it wasn't just something I just said. Yeah, I love Jesus. Yeah, I love Jesus. Until I realised I had that revelation for myself that God had done something for me, that what he does is special, that I am all that I can be when I am moving in his direction. I am better, stronger. I can feel that love. I am a better person for standing up with God than I am on my own. And that just generates that sort of, I really love you. That is real. That is something that I have can take from heaven and hold in my heart. And when we find all those lights inside us and we love it and we cherish it, then God is going to pour that oil and we're going to go. And it's amazing, I think, just to be part of a journey that is happening. I think everything that happened, all the words, the songs, every single one, sorts of revival in my heart, it's all singing the same song. This is what God's saying to us. And I haven't got much more to say, but I wonder if maybe can we sing again something? Just together and just concentrate on that before we finish. Sorry, I thought that earlier and I forgot to say. I'll let you decide which is most appropriate. But just be mindful of that inner conversation, that inner relationship, that inner light as we sing again. And be blessed.